Introducing an SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right. The all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80, Infiniti's most luxurious full-size SUV.
The QX80 is full of advanced, customizable, and luxurious features that will take your driving experience to the next level.
The QX80 offers luxury you can truly feel. With 64 shades of customizable interior lighting, heated seats in every row, and so much more.
Discover the next chapter in luxury. Visit InfinityUSA.com to learn more about the all-new Infiniti QX80.
2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability, summer of 2024. Availability of features may vary by trim level, packaging, and options. The Serpent Queen is back and badder than ever. Samantha Morton returns as Catherine de Medici, who has recently been anointed Queen Regent of France. This season finds the court engulfed in chaos as adversaries vie for control, and the rise of Protestantism threatens to tear the country apart.
As France falls into political and religious turmoil, Catherine struggles to maintain her power, which makes her more determined than ever to keep it.
It feels good to be bad. Watch The Serpent Queen now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Symbiotica is a supplement brand that I love and trust. It took me a while to find a supplement brand like this.
I am with you, Tam. I am such a big fan of Symbiotica.
I started taking Symbiotica because I was having gut issues and was constantly bloated. Since taking their products, I've noticed that my energy has improved and I feel way more comfortable.
Symbiotica is formulated with high-quality, plant-based ingredients. Symbiotica is transparent about how and where they source ingredients to ensure you get the best products possible. Their formulas don't have any seed oils, preservatives, toxins, artificial additives, or natural flavors.
Another reason why I love Symbiotica is because the supplements actually have a yummy flavor and don't taste chalky. It reminds me of the flavored, chewable vitamins I used to give my kids.
Symbiotica has transformed my life, and I'm glad to have found a brand that actually cares about its customers.
I can finally see a difference in how I function and feel, and I look forward to taking my supplements every day. Feel more energized, alert, and balanced with high-quality supplements that work.
Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code TPOD for 20% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. If your wardrobe is anything less than chic, functional, and versatile, you need BostonProper.com.
BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where women go for one-of-a-kind looks.
I swear I can find an outfit for every occasion on BostonProper.com. From blazers to lounge sets to dresses, you'll find what you need.
Your new favorite fashion destination awaits you at BostonProper.com.
Shop at BostonProper.com and wear it like no one else.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Twat's Flashback. And today we have a very special guest, Taylor Armstrong, who will be recapping the dinner party from Hell with
Hell.
Us, episode 9 and episode 10. Episode 10 is called Payback's a Bitch. Just ask your husband. So we will be recapping.
Oh, my God.
Both episodes. I felt like we couldn't do this without you.
No, I mean, you lived it. We need to hear the behind the scenes stuff that happened. What went down?
For sure. I wish you would have been there with me, Tamara.
I mean, the whole dinner, I mean, we'll get to it. So disgusting. Like, I don't even think that would even air this day and age.
I think you're right. Yeah.
It actually is unbelievable. The level of, like, you could see, like, vitriol and, like, anger.
It's disgusting. I could tell you when you're going to die and how. It's like, oh, my God.
Well, it made me want to second guess the fact that I watched that show Medium. I didn't know that they were producers on that show or that it was actually based on her.
I've never even seen it.
You know, actually, I'm not 100% sure, but I think Medium got canceled not long after that. I'm not saying it was related. I'm just saying.
I wonder if she predicted that.
Did she predict how many seasons it would be on?
Where's our cigarettes? And boy, have electric cigarettes come a long way, haven't they?
Oh, my God. That looked like a prop cigarette to me.
No, but I think those years ago, that's what they used to look like. They're like the first electric cigarettes. I don't think it was a prop. I think it was like, I might be wrong.
I think it was legit. I think it was a legit one too.
She was sucking that down like it was her job. But either way, this synopsis for this week's episode is Camille tries to patch things up with a glamorous dinner party, but the claws come out when a guest brings up a sore subject. Dun, 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 dun. We start out where you meet up for lunch with Camille, and she says she's inviting all the women all over for dinner, and she's also inviting her friend Allison Dubois, a real life medium. Camille's inviting Allison as a guest not to do her readings, but she usually gets readings from anyone around her. Okay, do we really think Camille was friends with Allison?
No.
Or that she would show up and not do readings?
100% no. I mean, she knows her personality. She says before she ever gets there, like when she has a few drinks, she can't predict her.
Right. I think Camille knew exactly what she was doing. She knew that Allison would go in there, have a few cocktails, and be an asshole. Yeah.
Allison Dubois just cursed my internet.
Oh my God, that's exactly what happened. She heard you talking about her. She's like, not today, bitch.
Nah, that's right.
I'm not psychic, but my magic eight ball is telling me this was a setup.
I think it's 100% a setup. Camille knows what kind of person she is and knew going into it that once she gave her a few drinks and then she served drinks this big.
Oh my God, you're
Camille
right.
Been drinking? Just because I've never really seen Camille drink.
She doesn't really drink, or she didn't used to. She probably did that night, though, because it got a little crazy. Yeah. I think that Camille seemed very... I rewatched it last night. I didn't think she seemed to be reacting as much as I would be reacting if somebody at my dinner party was acting the way Allison was acting toward one of my guests.
Well, it's because she's acting. You nailed it. She's actually acting. You can tell by the way she's like... It's this, essentially she's doing the same dance moves that she did on whatever TRL
that she's been doing for 30 years,
but she was just doing it with words. Like she was like so proud of herself for like tearing someone down. I was like,
I am proud of you for handling it so well. Is that where your iconic scene like enough comes from, or is that a different scene?
I think that was the first enough, and
the
then
first enough.
Then there was another enough later. But I kept saying to the person I was saying across the table to was Adrian, because I felt like Adrian is so neutral. And I kept saying, you need to tell him to stop this, thinking Adrian would step in because she's Switzerland, you know?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I always forget watching these when Adrian's in a scene. Like,
unless she's yelling at Paul.
Unless she's yelling at Paul. If it's a group scene, she just blends into the wall. Like she doesn't really say anything. I think she was like too nice and too like peacekeeper type of person for the show.
Taylor, do you think she was too nice or too calculated?
Adrian?
Yeah. Like no, she knew, like she was producing herself.
I think that Adrian was always so concerned about her family's image and their business image in a positive way. She's trying to be respectful to her family and so not letting herself go too far in any direction so she could remain a successful businesswoman and not put any shame on her family. Unlike me, more than happy to shame my family.
Who she was never respectful to is her husband. You can tell she cannot stand the guy.
The Bickersons. We used to call Paul the seventh housewife because anytime the cameras were up and he was around, somehow he'd just be in the scene, like in the background, any way he could figure out to get on camera.
She is so annoyed.
Do you think that's why she is so annoyed? Because she can tell that he's a little bit thirsty and like wanting to be in the mix. And so she's like, oh, brother. Or was it as bad in real life?
They were like that all the time. Cameras up, cameras down. I knew Adrian and Paul. Adrian, her twins and Kennedy, my daughter, were in Mommy and Me together when they were babies. So I had seen Paul and Adrian banter back and forth for years. So that was all real.
Well, what about how Paul is wearing a bandage on his nose because his son accidentally kneed him in the face? Adrian thinks Paul's being dramatic. Paul, this entire thing, isn't his nose actually broken?
Yes, he has like splints or something, or he said a stents or something like that up his nose because it's broke. And she's like, oh God, she wanted to look at him and go, stop being a little bitch.
It's so par for the course. I love them together. I thought they were hysterical.
Oh my. It's like another day, another episode where Adrian can't stand Paul. They could have their own show about it.
But it's like he loves it. He can't get enough of it.
He
eggs her on.
Do you think that their fighting was harmless and that's just how their relationship was? I mean, we'll end up divorced, but do you?
Yes, 100%. They would just bicker at each other about everything. Like, it just went at, even at dinner, like about the salt and pepper. I mean, anything they could just bicker about all the time. And it was harmless. It was just how they functioned with one another.
Right. But do you think it's hard to like create intimacy when you're always bickering? Cause I know when I'm like on one and I'm irritated at everything, like I can't, it's hard for me to handle hearing Edwin swallow or chew or floss or
walk or breathe
or breathe or interrupt during the pod. Like it's hard for me to want to do all the other things. But when we're like connected and laughing and having fun and enjoying each other and actually filling each other's cup a little, then I'm more inclined to be like, yes, this is
let's
good.
Let's do this.
Then you're a little more inclined to let him fill your cup. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. Oh, yeah. All my cups.
Fill my cup, baby.
Fill my cup.
Well, obviously there was an issue because they're not together anymore.
Yeah, I don't think, I'm not envisioning, of course, I don't know, but I'm not envisioning them being heavily intimate. I mean, just based on their interaction with one another, I can't really see that being the case. Well, certainly not anymore.
No, definitely not.
Is she remarried?
No, I don't think so,
right?
She had a longtime boyfriend. He was, I thought he was great, but I don't know if they ever got married. I like
her. She's always been nothing but pleasant whenever I've met her.
She's very pleasant. Very
same,
pleasant.
Same.
But I do agree that at the dinner party from hell, she was just like, tennis match. Nothing.
Well, another tennis match that you were involved in was you and Kim. What I'm still confused on, like, because I haven't even really seen why you guys drive each other crazy, but clearly you do.
Yes, and I really don't know either, but she did just drive me crazy. And apparently I did her too, but I think it's because she just didn't have anybody to fight with. And so when the tension would get really high, she just wanted to be involved. So she'd just come at me and I'd be like, why are you talking to me? I don't even understand. I don't know you. Like, we have nothing to go.
Do you have any kind of a relationship with her now?
No, I don't. She just used to make me kind of nervous because she was just so, you know how you can predict like, okay, piss Tamar off, you know what you're going to get. With Kim, you just didn't even know what you were going to get because she was a little...
Like, you didn't know if she was going to laugh or lose her shit or get her feelings hurt.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than bostonproper.com.
BostonProper.com will become your favorite in no time. Every look is expertly styled, and you won't need to spend time putting looks together.
I love classic blazers. Boston Proper's double-breasted blazer is my go-to.
I live in Boston Proper's cold shoulder lounge set. And the best part about shopping at Boston Proper is that you know the clothes are going to fit you just right.
Your new favorite fashion destination awaits you at BostonProper.com.
Shop at bostonproper.com and wear it like nobody else. The Serpent Queen is back and badder than ever. Samantha Morton returns as Catherine de Medici, who has recently been anointed Queen Regent of France. This season finds the court engulfed in chaos as adversaries vie for control, and the rise of Protestantism threatens to tear the country apart.
Now that her son reigns as King of France, Catherine is embroiled in a battle to secure her family's future, contending with political adversaries who resort to unholy acts and turn to a familiar ally for personal gain, Queen Elizabeth I of England.
Rife with sharp wit and dark humor, the Serpent Queen is back with a vengeance. Catherine's cunning will be on display as she navigates family drama and historic power struggles.
Every decision, every alliance, and every betrayal could mean the difference between maintaining power and losing everything she holds dear.
With the stakes higher than ever, Catherine must outmaneuver her enemies at every turn.
Watch The Serpent Queen, now only on Starz in the Starz app. Ever dream of an SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? A three-row SUV that doesn't have too much of this or too little of that. Introducing the all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80.
The three-row QX80 is full of advanced, customizable, and luxurious features that will take your driving experience to the next level. Picture this: individual audio technology that isolates sound to the driver's seat so you can take a call or listen to directions without interruption.
Or how about the biometric cooling technology that automatically cools passengers down in the second row when you run hot? Plus, two rows of massage seats, 64 shades of customizable interior lighting, heated seats in every row, a front console cool box to chill drinks and snacks, and so much more. The QX80 offers luxury you can truly feel.
Discover you're just right. Visit InfinityUSA.com to learn more about the all-new Infiniti QX80.
2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024.
Availability of features may vary by trim level, packaging, and options.
Symbiotica is a supplement brand that I love and trust. It took me a while to find a supplement brand like this.
I am with you, Tam. I am such a big fan of Symbiotica.
I started taking Symbiotica because I was having gut issues and was constantly bloated. Since taking their products, I've noticed that my energy has improved and I feel way more comfortable.
Symbiotica is formulated with high-quality, plant-based ingredients. Symbiotica is transparent about how and where they source ingredients to ensure you get the best products possible. Their formulas don't have any seed oils, preservatives, toxins, artificial additives, or natural flavors.
Another reason why I love Symbiotica is because the supplements actually have a yummy flavor and don't taste chalky. It reminds me of the flavored, chewable vitamins I used to give my kids.
Symbiotica has transformed my life, and I'm glad to have found a brand that actually cares about its customers.
I can finally see a difference in how I function and feel, and I look forward to taking my supplements every day. Feel more energized, alert, and balanced with high-quality supplements that work.
Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code TPOD for 20% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Now you guys get back. You're back at Alison Dubois. Kyle says it was a little awkward when she first arrived, but she's hoping it all goes well. Adrian thinks that Alison is kind of weird, but it makes sense because she talks to dead people. Do you think the women have preconceived notions against Alison, or this is just Alison?
I think when we first arrived, we thought it was going to be interesting because we're meeting a medium and, oh, this is going to be cool. But it was so quick when she just completely went south that all of our excitement changed to confusion and fear and wondering if she was a little off her rocker.
Just a little bit. She kept repeating, it's girls' night and they're not supposed to be good, but they're supposed to be bad.
Yeah,
in a controlled setting. She was weird.
But also anytime anybody says, I just want it to be a fun night, it most definitely will never be a fun night.
Yeah. It's like housewife saying, I don't want any drama.
It's like when you think you just nailed an outfit and then you see a picture of yourself, like you're like, God, I look good tonight. And then you see a picture and you're like, it's just like when you think you're going to have the best time ever. It's always the worst. It's like when you least expect a good night, you're going to have one.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's like all the facial expressions that were happening as she got more and more out of control and all of our like side eyeing each other and, you know, get kind of giggling because it was so awkward.
It was so, I'm still awkward just talking about it. But then what about when Camille's like, I know Faye, the morally corrupt Faye Resnick.
That was disgusting.
Because I saw her naked in Playboy after the OJ trial. And then they're like, but Camille, didn't you do Playboy?
You're right.
Yeah. But also it was such BS because, so Camille figured it out. I mean, what is she, a detective? She figured it out in like 5 minutes who Faye Resnick was. She clearly knew she was going into the
Of course, because Camille's over there with the Playboy book just looking through it every month.
Well, the reason that she calls her morally corrupt is because allegedly she got paid for her Playboy spread
Don't you all? Is this everybody?
Everybody gets fame.
No, but after using her friend's death for fame, that's what she was implying, because her best friend allegedly was Nicole Simpson. Allison Dubois, if you're listening to this podcast, which you may be, because I'm assuming somebody will forward it to you because we're talking about you and you're going to get all revved up. But what are the chances that Tamara and I switch husbands?
We can try it at BravoCon.
Will Eddie and Edwin emotionally fulfill the other one of us?
I think me and Edwin are too much alike, and you and Eddie are too much alike.
And also, Eddie and Edwin are also
in a bro way.
Regardless.
Oh God! Now you're gonna start another rumor.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, they started it themselves yesterday.
Yeah. It was not me and Eddie.
Edwin and Edwin.
But do you think that Allison Dubois was picking up on some of the energy from Camille? Because remind me, did Kelsey allegedly have an affair with the nanny? Because they kept talking about nanny.
Yeah, and I didn't know anything about the nanny thing. The only affair I knew about was the one that happened in New York when we all went to New York, which was very awkward.
That one was public, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I kind of remember hearing about it, but I don't remember the details.
So we haven't seen that play out yet, but that's why Camille hasn't gone to New York to live, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Now, and Taylor, did you know when this dinner was happening that it would go down in history as one of the most iconic dinner parties ever?
No, I did not. But I now, in looking back and rewatching it, I can totally see why it was. And I mean, Allison made for a great episode, I do have to say.
How long has it been since you've seen that episode?
Since it was first made. I mean, that
was. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
13 years ago. Yeah. Oh my God.
I know, crazy, right?
Yeah.
But I loved some of the facial Kyle is like the queen of great facial expressions, and I can never hold my facial expressions back, but I just loved watching everyone's reaction. And I was actually pretty proud of Faye that she didn't come across the table, because you know, Faye doesn't like to be pushed around. So, but also it was so clear that Camille knew that this was going to go down, because she wasn't reacting at all. Like you said, Teddy, she's all, whatever that move is.
She was being pernicious.
Ooh,
isn't that her word? I think that's her word she always uses.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I felt like clearly she Googled Faye, pulled up whatever the World Wide Web had to say about her, and stuck onto it. And which is why she was probably so excited when Kyle said she was bringing a friend, because she was like, great, I can now fight with somebody else.
Yeah.
But did you think that when Kyle said she was going to bring a friend, do you think Camille knew it was going to be Faye? I didn't know if Kyle told her in advance.
Well, even if Kyle didn't tell her in advance, I'm sure she told production, because you know, whenever you bring a friend to film, you always have to say who it is. Like they don't just let anybody come film like a dinner. It's one thing if it's a party, everybody signs the waivers, but if you're bringing one person to a film dinner, production knows. And I'm sure Camille was like, who's going?
Right. Or one of Camille's assistants.
Now, do you think that Allison was picking up on Camille's personal stuff and confusing it with Kyle? Or do you think that Camille actually told her Allison what to say?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to have to say, I think that Camille must have told her what to say, because it was ridiculous what she was saying. And then it ended up being the case about the Kelsey Camille situation. So that makes sense. But also, Allison said she was a medium. She didn't say she was a psychic. So that's
the difference.
So mediums talk to dead people, right?
Correct.
And maybe she's a medium psychic. They can be both, right?
Yeah, but that's not how she, you know, her show wasn't called Medium Psychic. It's called Medium.
Oh, okay.
Pick one. They can be both, but that's not what she was
just
elected.
Such a foul person. And the stuff that she said after everybody left was just so disgusting.
And it didn't even make sense.
It was definitely so far over the top. But then I also thought that after all the girls left, when she was saying all those horrible things, that Camille was kind of smirking about it, as opposed to being like, Allison, enough already, okay? Like, at the end of the day, some of these people really are my friends.
Well, I think that Camille gave her cards away when she said in her interview, she's like, well, you know, Allison, if she has too many drinks, she really will. I can't remember what the word was, but becomes an asshole.
And then she's like, drink this.
Drink exactly. this. Here, guys, let me pour funnel down your mouth.
Yeah.
But can I also point out why I always thought Camille was full of BS? I never saw these episodes until now. However, you have to think back to when I was on Beverly Hills and Camille asked Kyle to be a bridesmaid.
That's bizarre.
If I would have known that then, like, this is even more bananas.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I didn't even know that about the bridesmaid thing.
Yeah, with the cap sleeve. It was a no bueno. I remember that.
You gotta throw a cap sleeve in there. That maybe that was her revenge on Kyle, is making her wear a cap sleeve.
Yep, she had it for years planned. I'm going to get her back. But Camille says after New York, Kyle called her delusional bitch. Allison says it was fucked up to call Camille delusional, and Kyle yells at her to stay out of it. Allison says that she can tell how Kyle will die and what will happen to her family. But then Camille goes, I hate saying that Kyle is jealous, but let me say it three times. Like, she said it at least like five times. And then she's like, I hate saying it, but Kyle is jealous. Kyle's jealous. I'm like, if you have to keep repeating how jealous somebody is of you, most likely they're probably not jealous.
Not jealous.
Yeah. Well, I bet she wasn't jealous whenever their marriage broke up.
And how were any of you guys actually close with Camille?
No.
That's what you could tell. Yeah, you could tell because in most of the scenes so far that we've seen, she's filming with randoms.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why isn't she in the group most of the time? She's always filming with a DD girl and somebody else, and it's just weird.
There was like so much speculation that she was having an affair with him, and I don't think that was ever the case. Like, he was her Cedric.
But he was straight.
Yeah. I think that she wanted to have a sidekick.
And married.
Right.
That's just weird.
I think that she tried to put him in place so she could have a little another storyline sidekick.
Do you have a relationship with Camille?
I don't know. I don't ever. I mean, she
I love that she was like, I don't know her.
Yeah.
That's my comment on Kim. I don't know her. But I mean, we used to like DM every once in a while. If I saw her, it would be pleasant. We never had any issues between the two of us. She just really wasn't that close with the group.
Hmm. Well, she deserved a producer credit from this episode because it went down in history. But then that takes us to the Roaring Twenties party at your house. The air date here is December 23rd, 2010. Was this hard to watch? Was this episode hard for you to watch, Taylor?
Obviously, seeing Russell a few times is always awkward for me, or maybe hard to watch. And it does feel like a different lifetime because it was so long ago and my life has evolved so much since then, but it's always a little awkward. But you can even see how awkward our interaction was back then.
But can you clear something up for me? Because at the first episode or around when you guys talked about how you met, he said like he was trying to kind of you were the one pursuing him.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than bostonproper.com.
Bostonproper.com will become your favorite in no time. Every look is expertly styled, and you won't need to spend time putting looks together.
I love classic blazers. Boston Proper's double-breasted blazer is my go-to.
I live in Boston Proper's cold shoulder lounge set. And the best part about shopping at Boston Proper is that you know the clothes are going to fit you just right.
Your new favorite fashion destination awaits you at bostonproper.com.
Shop at bostonproper.com and wear it like nobody else. The Serpent Queen is back and badder than ever. Samantha Morton returns as Catherine de' Medici, who has recently been anointed Queen Regent of France. This season finds the court engulfed in chaos as adversaries vie for control, and the rise of Protestantism threatens to tear the country apart.
Now that her son reigns as King of France, Catherine is embroiled in a battle to secure her family's future, contending with political adversaries who resort to unholy acts and turn to a familiar ally for personal gain, Queen Elizabeth I of England.
Rife with sharp wit and dark humor, the Serpent Queen is back with a vengeance. Catherine's cunning will be on display as she navigates family drama and historic power struggles.
Every decision, every alliance, and every betrayal could mean the difference between maintaining power and losing everything she holds dear.
With the stakes higher than ever, Catherine must outmaneuver her enemies at every turn.
Watch The Serpent Queen, now only on Starz in the Starz app. Ever dream of an SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? A three-row SUV that doesn't have too much of this or too little of that. Introducing the all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80.
The three-row QX80 is full of advanced, customizable, and luxurious features that will take your driving experience to the next level. Picture this: individual audio technology that isolates sound to the driver's seat so you can take a call or listen to directions without interruption.
Or how about the biometric cooling technology that automatically cools passengers down in the second row when you run hot? Plus, two rows of massage seats, 64 shades of customizable interior lighting, heated seats in every row, a front console cool box to chill drinks and snacks, and so much more. The QX80 offers luxury you can truly feel.
Discover you're just right. Visit InfinityUSA.com to learn more about the all-new Infiniti QX80.
2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024.
Availability of features may vary by trim level, packaging, and options.
Symbiotica is a supplement brand that I love and trust. It took me a while to find a supplement brand like this.
I am with you, Tam. I am such a big fan of Symbiotica.
I started taking Symbiotica because I was having gut issues and was constantly bloated. Since taking their products, I've noticed that my energy has improved and I feel way more comfortable.
Symbiotica is formulated with high-quality, plant-based ingredients. Symbiotica is transparent about how and where they source ingredients to ensure you get the best products possible. Their formulas don't have any seed oils, preservatives, toxins, artificial additives, or natural flavors.
Another reason why I love Symbiotica is because the supplements actually have a yummy flavor and don't taste chalky. It reminds me of the flavored chewable vitamins I used to give my kids.
Symbiotica has transformed my life, and I'm glad to have found a brand that actually cares about its customers.
I can finally see a difference in how I function and feel, and I look forward to taking my supplements every day. Feel more energized, alert, and balanced with high-quality supplements that work.
Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code TPOD for 20% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Okay. Is that how it actually went down? And how did it go down? And what initially drew you to him?
We met. Well, we were both waiting for a table at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills, or I guess it's considered LA, but you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He was with a group of people. I was waiting on a friend, and then he got my number. We went out a couple times. I don't know that I was pursuing him, but I definitely was into him, and he could be very charming. So he was very knight in shining armor in the beginning, or so I thought, but that's also a tactic for people who want to control you, because it's like, here, let me take you away. You know, yeah. I don't want you to work. I want you to have a baby, you know? And so then before you know it, your entire life revolves around this person. And then it's like, they have you under their thumb.
Yeah. How long did that take for that process to happen?
It was really quick. Yeah. He was really charming when he wanted to be.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, you host the Roaring Twenties party where Camille and Kyle come face to face for the first time since their showdown. Which some of the costumes, I have to like laugh at Kyle for a second with her ponytail just in the wig tucked in her shirt.
Like, I know,
like we're not gonna see it.
I just thought when I saw that outfit, she's probably looking back going, oh God, what was I thinking?
When she first walked in, I was like, oh my God. Cause you know, her hair is like her signature.
Yeah.
I'm just like, where's your hair? But it was hysterical. And then Lisa dressing up like a man. And
I know.
Yeah, it was cute.
And then I love that we got to see little baby Portia and baby Mauricio too. He looked like he was 20.
Didn't he though? I totally agree. And every time I see Portia, because Kennedy and Portia were around each other all the time, and Kennedy was 4 and Portia was 2. So they had lots of sleepovers over the years, and we lived really close to one another. So every time I see those little images of her, it just brings back so many memories
about
Kennedy and Portia hanging out. But Mauricio did look like a baby.
A baby. But then, like, at this point, you know, Kyle's telling Mauricio about the Camille dinner party, and Kyle tells her what the medium says, or the medium psychic. But Lisa's having a fundraiser, and Kyle is worried that Camille will be there and bring Allison. I'm actually shocked that Allison was only in one episode. I did think we were going to see her again.
Did she ever film again?
Not that I know of.
No, after that scene, I'm surprised they didn't give her a diamond.
Right. Oh my God. Can you imagine if she was in every episode?
Oh my gosh. Just losing it on everybody.
Right. We didn't have one show on television.
That's just mean spirited. I don't know. People want to see that kind of stuff.
I agree. No, it was just too much. And I feel like we always have had, like, over the years, I mean, all as friends too, just in real life, you know, kind of code about our kids, you know, like that's sort of off limits unless we're supporting each other's kids, like congratulations on a win or whatever. And she was just so below the belt that wouldn't have lasted long. Cause I think, well, everyone just would have refused to film with her.
Right. But what about how in the middle of Lisa's fundraiser, Kyle gets a text from Camille saying that we will no longer be working with your husband. Thank you very much.
So dramatic.
Like, I want to know, like, is Camille really calling the real estate shots at this point?
Do they have a house for sale at the moment? Or is just any potential houses that we might sell, you're not allowed to touch? Like, so
I felt the same way. I was like, I didn't know they had anything on the market with Mauricio. It's not like they pulled a house from him or anything. But I thought he looked a little panic stricken when they were at El Pastayo. And she was telling him all of that, you know, when it was just the two of them, Kyle and Mauricio.
That's a big client to have.
Right. A huge client. And I could tell by the look on his face, he thought, oh my gosh, is this show going to ultimately affect the rest
of my career? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't that particular house, but oh my God. Cause he was like, you could tell he's like, Kyle, why are you in this argument? Like, shoot, all of a sudden, all of the positives of this show have now just dissipated. And could this show take out all of our business?
But look at him now. If that happened today, he'd be like, who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
And I'm pretty sure Kelsey is his client. I feel like when I filmed that he was selling a house for Kelsey or something, or Camille. I don't even remember which one, but then Camille tells Adrian that it's not okay for Kyle to come into her home and verbally assault her.
Again, she uses
Kyle is like a child that you have to slap on the hand. And the way Kyle verbally lashes out is immature. Do you think Kyle is twisting what happened?
No.
I mean, Camille, do you think Camille is twisting what happened?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Camille is a victim. She has that victim mentality that no matter what she does, if the other person reacts in any way, it's their fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing I thought was interesting was Camille's facial expression when Adrian said after that she wanted to put each of them in timeout. She looked at her like, well, I shouldn't have been in timeout.
What do you, I'm doing a great job here.
But I'd be in timeout. Kyle only.
Yeah.
No, honestly, if you look up delusional in the dictionary, you're going to see Camille's face.
I love it.
Then we get to your party, which looks excellent, by the way. And Kyle and Camille don't greet one another right away. And you kind of laugh because you can see like the editing, like not the editing, you can see the filming, like the camera's going in on tight. And it's like Kyle, like, and then Camille's like over on the side. But meanwhile, Camille's like, I'm not intimidated by Kyle. But she's kind of all bark, no bite. Then they get over and it's like, ugh.
Because she did kind of look like she wasn't sure. She was kind of like sneaking away just a little bit.
Yeah. And then it's like that little, mwah, mwah, we're all great. All is good.
And then they're doing a flapper dance together.
Oh, yeah. The hug.
That the hug looks made me really so awkward. Fake.
So awkward.
It was so fake. Kyle's like, I got to fix this real quick. I can't have my husband lose a big client like that.
Exactly. I'm sure that was hard.
Now, would you be upset if your husband walked over to Camille and like was like, hi, oh, yeah, and being friendly after what just happened? And I didn't like when Marisa said to Kyle, well, what'd you do? It's not like you to do this. Right. It's as right. if she did something wrong. And Kyle's face is like, oh, it wasn't me, I promise.
I agree. Yeah, and I would not be thrilled if my husband walked up to someone that had just treated me that way in their home. And I mean, yeah, neither of you two would take that for 1 second.
It would totally piss me off.
Well, I also think sometimes husbands don't know how to react in this situation. Like anytime things were bad for me on the show, like Edwin would be eating salad or like it was always, he always looked like the most awkward human alive, like not wanting to get involved. But like, so I think there is like, I don't know, there at some point they're going to say things that come off not 100% when I think sometimes they don't necessarily mean it.
Yeah,
I agree. It's awkward for them. I mean, I feel like even filming, you know, Orange County this last year, sometimes John would just be like scooting out of the frame. He doesn't know what to do. He's like, I don't want to be a part of any of this. But I did think that Mauricio was in such a pickle because what's he going to do? He wants to save this client. So he wanted to remain neutral, I think. So that's why.
Plus, men don't get into the drama usually. But I'd be like, don't you dare say hi to her.
But didn't Camille say repeatedly that she's a guy's girl, not a girl's girl?
Yes.
Yes.
Like when they were in Vegas, she was like, I'm just so you know, I'm a guy's girl. When that she's like hanging with them by the
pool. Do you have friends like that?
Not as an adult. I did when I was in high school.
Yeah.
You know,
I've known people like that and I just don't connect with them. If you say like, oh, I connect with guys better. It's like, it's a you problem.
Yeah.
Well, what is your biggest takeaway from watching those two episodes? Any other juicy nuggets you can give us?
I maybe kind of miss all those girls. You know, I don't see them very often. So, and I thought Lisa Vanderpump was really funny with Cedric. And I sort of hated that all of that blew up. It was fun to watch them together. And especially when we first started filming, they were just a little comedy team.
At what point did it blow up?
I'm going to say season 2.
Did he live there until season 2 when it blows up and there's a fight on camera?
Now, Teddy, you know, I'm an old woman. I can't remember this far back. I can't remember exactly why it blew up. I just knew when it did, it blew up badly. So we're going to have to stay tuned and watch. I'm going to have to rewatch it also.
Yeah. Do you think that she had him on the show and move in just for the show, just to be interesting, to have this little sidekick?
There was a lot of speculation about that, that was the case.
It seems like it.
And okay, going into the show, who did you actually know?
When I entered the show?
Yeah.
When I left.
When you entered.
When I entered, obviously Adrian. I had met Lisa because, well, and this reminds me of this part that I thought was so funny. 2 times. They have the limo pick up Adrian on one side of the street and Lisa on the other. They literally live right across from each other.
That's funny.
It was really funny to rewatch that because I was like, this is so ridiculous. Yeah, so I had met Lisa a few times through Adrian. I met Camille through, by the way, Linda Thompson. Did you see her? She was on the episode.
Yes. Is that Brody Jenner's mom?
Yes.
Okay. Brody.
And that I had met Camille through her. And because she had a house in Malibu. I think that's another reason that we didn't see Camille as much socially as we saw each other, the other ones, because she lived way out in Malibu. And you guys know, would that seems close for people that don't live in that area in the Los Angeles area. like Malibu to Beverly Hills is like Mars.
Brutal. During rush hour.
Yeah, horrible. I mean, Camille did have her Rolls Royce and her driver, so it was more convenient for her to come.
Of course, she's going to mention the driver and the jet and the bot and the houses and the.
I know.
She's exhausting.
Yeah. And then I had met Kyle, and I had never met Kim. Who does that leave? Is that all? I don't know. Here, let me check the poster.
Oh my gosh, you still have it?
It's right here. I put it up just for our episode today.
My gosh.
I know. See, I can do my own graphics to tease.
I can do my own graphics. Don't mind the. I mean,
that camera work was great.
Shut up, camera.
I'm like, I saw an eyeball.
I think they were wearing eggplant. It's unclear because the camera was moving, but I'm 85% sure that's what it was.
I could tell it's in a black frame. That's about it.
Yeah. Will you come back and recap more episodes with us?
Because first, I love seeing you guys.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. Make sure you guys subscribe to T's Flashback, and you guys stay tuned on all other twats commentary. We appreciate you and our friends. Thanks, guys. If your wardrobe is anything less than chic, functional, and versatile, you need BostonProper.com.
BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where women go for one-of-a-kind looks.
I swear I can find an outfit for every occasion on BostonProper.com. From blazers to lounge sets to dresses, you'll find what you need.
Your new favorite fashion destination awaits you at BostonProper.com.
Shop at BostonProper.com and wear it like no one else. Introducing an SUV where everything, for every passenger, feels just right. The all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80, Infiniti's most luxurious full-size SUV.
The QX80 is full of advanced, customizable, and luxurious features that will take your driving experience to the next level.
The QX80 offers luxury you can truly feel. With 64 shades of customizable interior lighting, heated seats in every row, and so much more.
Discover the next chapter in luxury. Visit InfinityUSA.com to learn more about the all-new Infiniti QX80.
2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability, summer of 2024. Availability of features may vary by trim level, packaging, and options. The Serpent Queen is back and badder than ever. Samantha Morton returns as Catherine de Medici, who has recently been anointed Queen Regent of France. This season finds the court engulfed in chaos as adversaries vie for control, and the rise of Protestantism threatens to tear the country apart.
As France falls into political and religious turmoil, Catherine struggles to maintain her power, which makes her more determined than ever to keep it.
It feels good to be bad. Watch The Serpent Queen now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Symbiotica is a supplement brand that I love and trust. It took me a while to find a supplement brand like this.
I am with you, Tam. I am such a big fan of Symbiotica.
I started taking Symbiotica because I was having gut issues and was constantly bloated. Since taking their products, I've noticed that my energy has improved and I feel way more comfortable.
Symbiotica is formulated with high-quality, plant-based ingredients. Symbiotica is transparent about how and where they source ingredients to ensure you get the best products possible. Their formulas don't have any seed oils, preservatives, toxins, artificial additives, or natural flavors.
Another reason why I love Symbiotica is because the supplements actually have a yummy flavor and don't taste chalky. It reminds me of the flavored, chewable vitamins I used to give my kids.
Symbiotica has transformed my life, and I'm glad to have found a brand that actually cares about its customers.
I can finally see a difference in how I function and feel, and I look forward to taking my supplements every day. Feel more energized, alert, and balanced with high-quality supplements that work.
Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code TPOD for 20% off plus free shipping on your subscription order.